signed hereby petitions the county board for a conditional use permit as provided for in La Crosse County zoning ordinance to rent an existing building for commercial purposes on land that is zoned agricultural district A and is described as follows. Lot number 1 of certified survey map number 59, volume 15, document number 1581140, Town of Burns, La Crosse County, Wisconsin, and part of the southeast one quarter of the southwest one quarter of section 2, township 18 north, range 5 west, and shown in the area of the dark on the map of the screen.
Thank you. Is the applicant present? If you would go up to the podium, please.
Brian Elder. I'm the property owner.
Is that turned on?
Yeah, if you could speak nice and close to the microphone and give your address. Okay.
My name is Brian Elder. I live at W752 County Road A, which is the property pictured there.
Now, if you could explain for the committee. We do have your statement here, but we'd like to have it into the record. Explain what it is you're going to be doing.
Okay. Well, I have a structure there that was originally built as a Mennonite church or gathering place. It's completely finished. It's probably about 8 years old. They had not gotten any permits that I'm aware of, although there's a little confusion over that in the town of Burns. But at any rate, I don't think it's zoned or there's no existing conditional permit use. They used it, like I said, for kind of a church or a gathering for meetings and so forth. I acquired the property after the fact, and I honestly, to be honest with you, it's a beautiful little building. It's completely finished off. It has restroom, full facilities. I don't know what to do with it. And my thought and my conversations, as there's a caterer, Craig's Catering, just down the road. It's kind of in the center, as you can see, in the 33-acre total parcel. My house is the only one that's of any earshot distance from it. And I'd like to use it, I guess, or make good use of it. The town of Burns, I've kind of been talking to them over the last couple years as I've finished off the house project, and they've been supportive of me doing, you know, small gatherings or group rummage sales, maybe auctions, you know, these kinds of things. And my intent is to just put it up as a, you know, one-time use rental for hosting those kinds of events.
Okay. Have you gotten on the Town of Burns schedule for their hearing?
Yes, and they approved it.
Oh, they did. Do you know when that was?
It was at their last meeting.
I'll have to get that from them. Okay. So you don't know if there were any building permits for the downstairs when they remodeled? Mennonites most likely wouldn't have gotten any permits.
Well, actually, they did everything according to permits and that, but I don't know that it was specifically, you know, permitted for the use as a church,
okay.
You know, or a public, you know, facility. But, and they never really quite got it off the ground anyway. I think they had maybe a couple of gatherings there, and then the property got foreclosed on, or, you know, however that went. And then I own the farm actually just across that section, and so I bought it. And the house, which was in progress of being finished, I finished that, and then I was just dealing with the now that small building.
Thank you. Questions from the committee? Supervisor Jerome.
So do you live in the house that's right next to the building?
Or? I do.
Okay, thank you.
I do.
And is anybody living in the apartment upstairs right
I
now?
I do have the apartment rented, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Supervisor Weirs.
Thank you. I just have a question on the parking. How many spots are available for parking? And is that where it says primary parking, is that already there or that's future parking or?
Well, where you see the little L-shaped deal.
I'm going to pull an aerial photo for you.
Yeah. It's all fields primarily. It's probably like 25 acres that surround that center section, which is where this little building is. And then my house is adjacent to it.
So how would somebody access the parking? Would they go through your driveway and over, or is there going to be access off A?
Yeah, right where you see the little arm off of that L, that is a driveway. It's all graveled. It's graveled in front of the building. And then, of course, it's just grassy area beyond that, which would serve fine for, you know, additional parking.
How many spaces do you think approximately?
Well, I actually had my son's wedding there last September a year ago, and I think we had probably a good 50 cars parked just immediately around the little building.
And is there lighting on the outside of the building?
There is. There's actually the lights that are on there for the apartment purposes as well. I think that was a code for night lighting or something.
Okay,
but
thanks.
Yeah.
Any other questions from the committee? Mr. Handy, do you have any questions?
Mr. Elder, do you have separate septic systems or a combined septic system for both?
It is a combined septic system, but in my proposal, when I originally pursued this project, Chad was helpful in getting, because the apartment itself was also not properly zoned. I didn't know that. And then I came along with Chad to get that figured out. And the lady from the sanitation, I believe, she said it wasn't such a big deal if it was events, you know, but for people living there, you know, there would be some restrictions as far as, you know, the number of people. But I think, I mean, for my own benefit, too, I think, as I outlined in my letter, I think it would be necessary to have porta-potties, you know, out there if there was any number of people. And I wouldn't be opposed to that. I think it would almost be the best thing anyway.
And then in your proposal, you talked about just signage for event purposes.
That's my primary thought. I mean, I have kind of thought I'd like to have something discreet out there just for address purposes, if nothing else. So if I was doing an event or something, I'd be able to have an address location. But on the one hand, the lot next to me, they have a sign. They have no problems with that. The other adjacent property is actually zoned, I believe, commercial. I didn't even know that until I went to the Burns meeting, but they had a Mennonite little construction business there where they built little sheds and things.
So one of our conditions will probably be for signage. So do you have a square footage of square foot face of sign? We'll probably put a maximum square foot face of signage.
And I wouldn't have any difficulty with that whatsoever. I was just thinking, because especially because I live there, and it is a beautiful house, and it's not my interest to make some big commercial thing out of this.
Okay.
It's just, you know, maybe like a little arm thing with a little wood thing for, you know, displaying the address. And
thank you.
Okay, thank you. You may sit down. Anyone else wishing to speak in favor? I'll ask three times. Anyone in favor? Anyone else in favor? Anyone opposed to this petition? Anyone opposed? Anyone opposed? We will close the hearing portion, and we'll hear from staff.
Staff recommendation would be to approve with seven conditions, that we have some sort of written confirmation from the county sanitation department regarding the septic, that once that's on file. Number two, that there would be no reduction in the parking area. Number three, this is non-transferable. Number four, a maximum 4 square foot face sign unlit. Number five, that the building be either inspected and confirmed or to receive state-approved plans if necessary. Number six, there be a maximum of 30 days of outside storage per year. And number seven would be to check with the county highway department if there is a change of use, if there is necessary to have a driveway permit.
Okay, does the applicant, if you want to just turn on that red light right there by that microphone, and we will certainly have these in writing for you, but do you understand those conditions?
I do.
Any problem with any of those conditions?
I guess not particularly.
This is the time to make it clear. Otherwise, you have to come back in for another conditional use permit if there's something in here that.
Okay. Well, I don't have any difficulty with the sign. I actually wasn't going to plan on putting a sign at all, because there is the fire number and stuff out there.
But better to have the possibility if you want to in the future. Better to have it as a condition in the future. You don't have to put a sign
up. Yeah, and I certainly wouldn't make it a 4 foot square. Is what you're saying?
4 square feet would be 2 by 2. Or 1 by 4.
Okay. Yeah, I have no difficulty with that. I guess the sanitation thing, I don't have any difficulty with that. Other than, I guess I felt I addressed that by indicating that I would agree to use portable toilets.
Just all we need is a letter from the health department that says that's acceptable.
Okay, and your feelings towards that being accepted?
That's their department work that you would need to talk to them about that.
Okay. And what was the other thing?
The building would need some sort of approval as far as that it meets the Uniform Dwelling Code or UDC or state-approved plans. We need something that says if the building is going to be used for public use, we need something that says the building is safe.
The so either a town inspector?
Town of Burns has a building inspector. We need a letter from a certified professional that says the building is safe for public occupancy.
Okay. And I would obtain that from the town of Burns?
Building inspector.
The building inspector there. Okay.
Department of Commerce, otherwise wouldn't get it.
Yeah, if Burns' safety building inspector is not comfortable with that, then the State Department of Commerce.
Safety and Buildings Act.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's right.
Okay.
And our staff can certainly help you with this to get you pointed in the right direction.
Okay. Well, like I said, I don't have any difficulty with that. I can't remember what the other ones were.
A maximum of 30 days of outside storage. So if there's individual events, let's say you're having an auction.
Oh,
you
yes.
You can store stuff outside for the period of time for the auction, but then it can't stay there.
Right, definitely. And there is the space and the garage doors and the back lean-to on the building, too. So, and then what was the other? I forget.
We can help you check and see if there's a driveway permit necessary. If the use changes, typically there's a driveway permit necessary, but the highway department might waive that requirement in this case because the use has already started. So,
Okay.
We'll help you with that.
All right. As long as you can kind of guide me through this.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Committee, Supervisor Weirs.
I just have a question maybe for
can
Mr.
you pull the microphone down so they make sure that
does that. For Mr. Hindy, is maybe as far as the parking, is there anything that we can do as far as putting a condition on that says that makes sure that people don't park on the county road? Or is that something that, because I'm just thinking 50 parking spots, if there's an auction or, I see this happen where then all of a sudden people are just parking along the road and that becomes a safety concern. And that's what I worry about mostly, especially with a wedding or an auction or something where you could have a high volume of people at one time. I wouldn't want to see them start parking along the county road.
So can we do an amendment to number two saying no reduction in parking and no parking on County Road A?
That's fine.
You want to make that amendment?
Yes. Is that okay with you?
Honestly, I don't have any difficulty with that because it is all field as long as I didn't have to necessarily gravel the whole
right.
thing.
Right, no, this would just be saying that if you
safety.
Had an event there, you yeah. need to make sure that people aren't...
And I think I would, just because of the road, I think I could easily place no parking signs along County A.
Okay.
Because there's really ample, if you saw the property, there's just a ton of parking.
So Supervisor Weirs have made the amendment to item number 2, that there'll be no parking on County Road A. Is there a second? Seconded by Becker. Any discussion on the amendment? Supervisor Ebert.
Yes, my only concern is, if we're going to do that here, should we not do that throughout the county, that any auctions not be allowed to park on county roads? I'm just wondering, we're, I don't want to say picking on, but you're limiting this, and I think it's a great idea not to let them park. But we have, is there something for the remainder of the county roads, all these auctions where we do this?
Mr. Handy.
I think you can view this individually, because it is a conditional use permit. It's not a rezoning to commercial district, so you can view this individually. Should you do that on other conditional use permits for auction houses? That's a policy debate that you should have on each conditional use permit application. And so it's a good point, something you should think about. And yes, that's a condition you could add on every conditional use permit where an auction is possible.
Any other discussion on the amendment? All those in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
There's no motion on the floor.
Yeah, there was.
To my knowledge, there's no
motion. By Weirs, seconded by Becker.
Made a motion.
I didn't hear that part.
Yep.
Did you know what the amendment was?
I got the amendment. I heard the amendment, but I never heard the original motion.
No, not yet.
No, just the amendment. All right. Any other discussion on these conditions? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve with the 7 conditions.
So moved.
8 conditions.
Second. 7. It was just amended, 7. So it's still 7.
Motion by Weirs, seconded by Jerome, to approve with the 7 conditions, one of them being amended. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion carries. This will go to the county board for their approval.
Okay.
Thank you. Next item, please.